Hey everyone, and welcome to another deep dive. Today we're looking into something super heartwarming. It's a story about a classroom that's getting ready for Thanksgiving.
Oh, that sounds lovely.
It is. It involves a special project, a giving tree. You know, it is, picture it, a classroom, and on the wall is this big paper tree.
Okay, I can see it.
But this isn't just any tree. Oh, no, this one's going to be filled with gratitude.
Gratitude, that's what Thanksgiving is all about, right?
Exactly. The teacher, Mrs. Jean, she asked her students to think about everything they were thankful for.
Oh, I love that.
Me too. And, well, you know us, we love to get to know the characters in our story, so let's meet a few of Mrs. Jean's students.
Okay, sounds fun.
We've got Cheryl. She's got this bright smile that just lights up the room. Then there's Matthew, who's all about soccer. And lastly, there's Brett. He's our little scientist.
What a great mix. So how does this giving tree work?
Well, Mrs. Jean asked each student to write down something they were thankful for on a paper leaf. Anything big or small that made them happy.
So, like, what did they come up with?
Oh, all sorts of things. Cheryl, she went first. And after thinking for a bit, she wrote on her leaf, "I'm thankful for my little brother, even when he's being silly."
Oh, that is so sweet. It really shows how much she loves him.
Doesn't it? Then it was Matthew's turn. Being the soccer enthusiast he is, he was super excited to share his thankfulness for his team. They always have so much fun together.
I bet. There's nothing like a good team, right?
He even wrote, "Teamwork makes the dream work," on his leaf.
Love it. So true. Okay, what about Brett? What was he thankful for?
Brett, with his love for science, looked up, thought about the stars and the moon. And that's what he wrote on his leaf. He's just fascinated by the night sky.
That's amazing. Makes you realize how much wonder there is all around us.
Exactly. As the day went on, the giving tree just blossomed with all these colorful leaves, each one like a little window into what makes each of these kids happy.
That classroom must have felt so special, so full of warmth.
It did. It really did. But there's a twist. Mrs. Jean, she had a surprise up her sleeve.
Ooh, a surprise.
She introduced giving leaves. And these leaves weren't about what they were thankful for, but what they could give to others.
Wow, that's brilliant. It takes the whole idea of gratitude to a new level.
Right. It's like saying thanks isn't just about feeling good, it's also about doing good.
Exactly. So what kind of things did they want to give?
Cheryl, she's such a sweetheart. She decided to help her mom make Thanksgiving dinner.
I bet that kitchen smelled delicious.
I know, right? Matthew, thinking of his grandpa, decided to make him a special card.
Oh, that's thoughtful.
And Brett, always the one to keep things tidy, thought it would be nice to clean up the playground so everyone could enjoy it.
Those are all such wonderful acts of kindness.
Aren't they? You can just see how inspired they were by the whole giving tree idea.
It's like that feeling of thankfulness just naturally spills over into wanting to do something nice for others.
I totally agree. So fast forward to the day before Thanksgiving break and that giving tree. It was overflowing with gratitude and kindness.
It must have been a beautiful sight.
It was. And Mrs. Jean took that moment to remind everyone that Thanksgiving is about being thankful for the good things and then sharing that thankfulness by showing kindness to others.
Such a powerful lesson, and not just for Thanksgiving, but for every day of the year, really.
You said it. And as Cheryl, Matthew, and Brett left for the Thanksgiving break, they took that message to heart, promising to keep that giving tree spirit alive.
I have a feeling they did just that.
Me too. And that's our deep dive for today.
So what are you grateful for? And how can you spread kindness, not just during Thanksgiving, but all year round? Keep that giving tree spirit alive, everyone.
And that's it for today's deep dive. We'll catch you next time, folks.
Bye, everyone.